catches that doggy in the window. I do hope.
And joining us from Pueblo, Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. And today we're going to talk about the beautiful Misty. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'd be sweating if I were sitting at 64 degrees, I think.
Yes, it's definitely nice down here. It's practically tropical.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And you sent a picture of somebody. I've showed this picture around the station, this picture of Misty, and people are just fawning all over her. So let's talk about Misty.
Cutest.
Yes, she is.
So she's a two-year-old pit bull who was brought in to our shelter when her owner could no longer care for her. And she's a little on the chunky side, but she's also very strong and very excitable and full of tons of love and energy.
Are you saying this is a pit bull with chunk in her trunk? I'm sorry, I
yes,
couldn't help
I am.
It. So she's a two-year-old girl, weighs in about 70 pounds, you said, and she loves to tug at her at your heartstrings just like your leash, too, so she's got some spirit to her.
Yes, she definitely does, and she has an actual smile, so when she's happy, her whole mouth just opens up really wide, and her big floppy tongue sticks out, and she's just so happy to be around people, but she does not feel the same way about other dogs.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, so she likes to be the center of attention, then.
Exactly, and so she doesn't want you to have any other dogs on the side, if you will.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. And as you say, she loves all people, very playful, she's energetic, and I love this part about Misty, she's curious.
She really is. Today she was standing on she climbed up this pile of boxes to stand on top of them all to get a better view out of the window when she was in my office with me.
Isn't that, wow, so she's a mountain climber too.
Yes, she was climbing under desks, under chairs. She just has to, she doesn't do anything when she's up there or down there. She just has to check it out.
Oh, okay. I love that. An inquisitive dog is a wonderful thing. So she is liking a good bit of exercise, and a touch of training is very helpful for her as well.
Yes, because she is hyper and a little energetic, you know, someone who's willing to take the time to help her keep some and learn some good manners might be appreciated.
Sure. And pit bulls are pretty smart and they love to please their owners, don't they?
They really do. And they're also very food motivated. So it makes it pretty easy. As long as you got a treat, they'll probably do most anything for you. I've been working with her just a little bit and she already knows sit and shake. So.
Oh, that was fast. Okay, so, and how is she with her food?
She is just fine with her food. She eats it all. She doesn't mind if you take it away, but again, with other dogs, I probably just wouldn't mix the two.
Yeah, so make her the love of your life and the only dog in your world, and she will appreciate you 1,000% more. It's showering you in kisses, that big, wet, floppy tongue I can see. I can see that kind of giving me a bath, huh?
Yes, it definitely does. I don't know why I try to do my makeup before work because she licks it all off.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, that's very convenient when you get home.
I guess. And maybe a little gross, but, you know, I love her anyway.
Well, that's...
So basically what I'm saying is adopt her so that I don't.
Get her before Kate does. All right. If we want to make a personal connection with the beautiful, big-hearted, chunk-in-her-trunk Misty, how do we do that?
You can go to hsppr.org/adopt to check her out, or you can head on down to 4600 Eagle Ridge Place in Pueblo. It's really easy, just a 35-minute drive from the heart of Colorado Springs. So, and her adoption fee is completely waived and includes her microchip, vaccinations, her spay, voucher for a veterinarian exam, a license, and 30 days of pet health insurance. So all of that is for free, and she's just ready for her next loving home.
And I'm thinking she's going to be lucky real quick, and that's going to be great news for everybody all around. You'll not have to replace your makeup as often.
Until I find the next dog that I love so much.
Absolutely. Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist, Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. We're all about Misty today. You'll see her on caradio.com as well as Pikes Peak's website, and that is hsppr.org. Kate, always a treat. You bring us such wonderful animals to talk about, cats and dogs, and lots of fun, our visits every week. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate them and enjoy them as well.